Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you caught our last program coming towards the end of last week, but we heard all these potential threats happening to America as they warned us that every city they had the police out in force, and the words were that, you know, potentially very highly, you know, CBS News was reporting with the former CIA director that this time next week we'll be reporting, I believe, possibly about an attack that's happened to America. As you can see, we prayed. Remember, we got down on our knees and we put on sackcloth and we just asked God, God, would you spare our country? Would you prevent this? And the attack is where they were saying ISIS was going to come up and these long wolf terrorists and that type of thing. But the very one who was reportedly, I think his name is Ozzy, in Syria, that was provoking these certain rebellious individuals in our nation to come against and harm Americans, to hurt Americans, to kill Americans on the 4th of July, God heard our prayers. And guess what? He was the one that was eliminated on the 4th of July. Take a look at this.
Another developing headline at this hour. It involves an alleged terror leader who authorities say threatened American lives on the 4th of July. Well, tonight, new reports that he might have been the one killed on the 4th. Here's the image tonight. This ISIS recruiter issuing a message about the 4th. And then there's this. The airstrikes over the weekend, over the holiday. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross tonight on the reports he might have been killed.
My dear Muslims.
Until now, U.S. officials considered this British-born ISIS recruiter, Abu Rahim Aziz, a key figure in online calls for attacks on America.
Look to your own actions. Look to your own deeds. Have you done enough?
His most recent message, this posting last Friday about July 4th, Inshallah, a day to remember amongst other days. It was quite a 4th of July, but not as Aziz expected. His fellow jihadists said today he was killed as the U.S. launched a series of July 4th airstrikes on the terror group's home base in Raqqa, Syria. The U.S. today would not confirm his death, but late this afternoon, President Obama announced the U.S. is stepping up its attacks on ISIS leaders and recruiters in Syria, taking off the gloves.
We're going after the ISIL leadership and infrastructure in Syria, the heart of ISIL that pumps funds and propaganda to people around the world.
The president cited the attack on a Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas as the sort of threat the U.S. now faces. The men behind the attack were inspired by, among others, the recruiter Aziz, believed to have been killed on the 4th of July.
And Brian with us today. We saw the president speaking today, but Brian has learned this American assault against ISIS leadership could involve more than just airstrikes?
That's right, David. In addition to the increased coalition airstrikes, there now could be expanded special operations forces to go after ISIS sanctuaries and its leaders.
That is so important because, you know, quite often God is so answering so many of our prayers. He sees us when we humble ourselves, and so many people prayed and asked God to prevent that. And think about it. The entire nation, the United States of America, God protected it on the 4th of July, on Independence Day. I think about this. I think about Jehoshaphat. Remember when Jehoshaphat, when he saw that there was threats coming against, you know, the nation of Israel, and he just prayed and he humbled himself, and God stopped this thing from happening. He prevented it, you know. And you look what happened. The very one that was provoking, reportedly, people to rise up and to hurt you and hurt Americans, God eliminated that person on the very day, on the 4th of July, that the threats were given to us. That's exactly what happened when the enemy was coming against Israel and Jehoshaphat cried out to God. And the very ones that were going to harm Israel and they thought they were going to hurt a nation, that God actually dealt with them. We need to celebrate. When God does these things, we need to thank him and realize, you know, God is involved in the affairs of man, and he's looking for us just to pray and to ask him, Lord, would you move?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.